Off the Ball. GAA.
Junior club players around the country would get the same attention. Players are targeting McPhail, and he has to be ready for it.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Now then, you're welcome back. So, as mentioned just before news headlines there, it's a silver medal. Still a hell of an achievement. There's no point pretending she won't be disappointed not to win gold, but it's a hell of an achievement for Rashida Adeleke, European silver medalist at the age of 21. Here is how the race went down, courtesy of Greg Allen.
Seven. And away safely, first time. And Adeleke off to a fairly steady start, rather than burning too much fuel early on. And she'll be keeping an eye on Natalia Kaczmarek. Out in lane 8 is Lika Klaver, who's super fast over 200 metres and likes sometimes to go out very hard, but she's not going out nearly as hard, and that means that Klaver may be trying to save something for the second part of this race. And at the moment, it's Rashida Adeleke tracking Kaczmarek and indeed tracking Klaver. Miklos out in lane 9 is now going to be passed and into the home straight, as we expected. It's Rashida Adeleke on the shoulder on Natalia Kaczmarek, and she's just edged past her. Now, here come the afterburners. Press them hard. Rashida Adeleke in the gold medal position, and now comes Natalia Kaczmarek to take the gold medal from the hands almost of Rashida Adeleke. And it is so, so close, but in the end, Natalia Kaczmarek used what is obviously the experience of being a world championship silver medalist and also a European championship silver medalist in the last few years to take the gold medal by 9/100ths of a second. Kaczmarek, 48.98.
Yeah, that's how it finished up. Greg Allen there in RTE. So 49.07 was what Adeleke clocked. She's been interviewed at the moment. We'll bring you that in just a couple of seconds, actually, and get her sense of things. So, I mean, needless to say, it happens pretty much every time she runs. She has smashed her own Irish record. However, Poland's Natalia Kaczmarek, who is brilliant athlete, produced a 48.98 for gold. Really, it was the two of them down the home straight. There was separation with everybody else. Klaver was touchback. So a brilliant run. Kaczmarek, though, with an even more brilliant run, because she is just that calibre of athlete. Very happy to say, former Irish Olympian Jessie Barr joins us live on the line. You were watching, I'm sure. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Yes, I was watching. I have the green on, especially. Look, it was a fantastic performance by both Irish girls, which I think poor Charlene is going to get a little bit cast into the shadows by this amazing performance by Rashida. But look, the whole race was about the Rashida, Kaczmarek and Klaver triple header. It didn't disappoint. It was an incredible race. And, you know, I think last year I was speaking with you in studio about Rashida and talking about how excited we were about what she could do. And she's proved again what she's capable of. It took a world silver medalist running a huge PB to beat her, and Rashid actually ran a PB and lowered her own national record in the process. So it was as competitive as a European Championships will ever get. In terms of the times they ran, those times could be Olympic medal, you know, winning times. So just to kind of put into context, because I know there was so much anticipation and expectation on Rashida's shoulders that she would take home this gold. That was a gold medal winning performance. It was just Kaczmarek was better on the day.
Okay, that context is all important, because, I mean, one of the questions we have with all of these European races is, well, where does that fit into Olympic context? So this fits in more than very respectably.
Oh, absolutely. The world lead at the moment is 48.75, but I think that's even streaking ahead of the next best in the world. So the girls are well up there with the best in the world, you know, shaping into Paris. And look, Rashida looked disappointed coming over the line. You know, it shows the caliber of a very young athlete that they're disappointed with a silver medal at their, you know, at a major championships. So I think Rashida is going to bounce back really well from this, and going into Paris, she will not want this to happen again.
The sense of Carl Dennehy on our breakfast show, and then Ina Reardon was in full agreement when we spoke to Ian on our evening show before the race, was that Kaczmarek has such a brilliant kick and a brilliant finish that Adeleke would need to have her nose in front, a metre, 2 metres, ideally 3, coming around that final bend. And so it sort of proved. They were neck and neck, and maybe even at one point with 80 metres to go, Adeleke was a touch in front. But clearly Kaczmarek is frightening in that final 50, 60 metre stretch, as fast as we know Rashida Adeleke is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have to remember that Rashida was a 200 meter originally, you know, 200 meter runner. And that's probably what got her to that 300 meters in the position that she was in. Kazmarek was in a lovely lane that she was in between Rashida and Claver. So Claver kind of paced her the whole way to about 250 meters and then she died off. She didn't kind of perform, or her times were probably weren't where we expected. And then was able to race off Rashida in that final, you know, that final. And she is a slightly more experienced athlete than Rashida. She has a Olympic or a world silver medal, has a European medal as well. So she has been at this level just slightly longer. So yeah, she just had the legs at the end. There was nothing Rashida did wrong. They both ran incredible races. She just had enough in the tank in that last pretty much just 5 meters to outrun her.
Okay, so yeah, because I was just going to ask then about the tactics. Adeleke, to your eye, went off as fast as she should have and ran a good race in a tactical sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I heard Greg's commentary and he was saying that they all went off a little bit, you know, more pedestrian than would be expected. I'm sure, you know, Rashida's coach Flo in the US is very, very experienced coach. He would have told her exactly what she needed to do, would have been planning meticulously what the Polish athlete, what the Dutch athlete, what the others were probably going to do and how Rashida should run it. So I'm sure she probably executed as well as she should have. It was, you know, and she ran her fastest ever time. It was, as I said, that time could have won the gold medal in another race. So did she do anything wrong from my point of view? Look, I can't run nearly 48 seconds. I never could over the 400 meters. So I'm not one to say whether she did or didn't do anything right. From what I could see, she did everything she could. And the Polish athlete just got the better of her in that last 5 meters when you could see Rashida was just losing her form and tying up.
What is your sense of her level of improvement, say, over the last year, say, since we spoke? I mean, it's another PB smashed, her own Irish record smashed again. So clearly things are going in a very good direction. Are they going in a direction at a pace that we should all be very excited by? Has there been any kind of lag or issue? Or what's your read on her kind of month to month in so much as you can see her? Because obviously the majority of us are kind of parachuting in onto the bandwagon at these major championships.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what's important to remember is that Rashida, this was only her first set of 400 flat outdoor races this year. She came off the back of indoor races and she ran a good few relays with the team, but she actually hadn't run an individual 400 yet. So, I mean, in terms of shaping and, you know, getting into good shape, she hasn't had to run herself into the ground the way she would have when she was still in that NCAA season over in the States in that university season, which she would have previously. She would have been burnt out by the end of the summer. Whereas now she hasn't got as much races in her under her belt. And there's definitely a maturity, you know, the way she approaches races, the way she, you know, she walked into that stadium looking full of confidence, was smiling, was enjoying the moment. So I think, yeah, I think we can be really excited. Has she made massive jumps in time from last year? No, but the times she's running, you're not going to see massive jumps anymore. You're not going to see someone who runs 49.2 seconds suddenly drop a second. It just doesn't happen anymore. She's in that realm where it's going to be minuscule improvements. But I think where you're going to see the improvement is probably that mental side, how she's approaching her racing, how she's approaching championships, and then being able to be more choosy with her races, which she wasn't when she was still in the collegiate system in the States. We're going to have a much fresher Rashida right through the season, and hopefully we'll be able to see her in more relays then as a result.
Yeah, that must be a difficult realm to be in, albeit a first world problem, but where you've got to such an elite level that the gains now are going to be minuscule, and I would imagine you can start tearing your hair out a touch. What do I change? Maybe I need to have a touch less banana at 8 a.m. Maybe that's what you know. Maybe that's going to be the difference. You know, to be a temptation to perhaps overtrain, where you got to almost hold your nerve and say, "Well, I just keep doing what I'm doing, and eventually that 0.1 of a second will come, but it might take 5 months." That's, I mean, you hope her coach, he seems to have a lot of experience, but that can be probably a dicey enough terrain for a young athlete when they start. Slowing down in terms of the gains they're making.
Yeah, it's definitely a frustration. And she is still so young that, you know, there is still obviously massive space for improvement with just her learning how to run the event better. She looks, every time she runs a 400, she's looking better in terms of how to approach it, how to approach rounds, how to balance it with maybe the relay demands that are going to be on her now, because she really is helping them produce some amazing results. One thing that definitely she's probably, and I know she spoke about it last year, I think, after the Europeans in Munich, or sorry, after the Worlds in Budapest, when she placed fifth that time, was holding her positioning, holding her physical positioning, so kind of keeping upright. You could see in the last five meters where she was just kind of losing that little bit of kind of her kind of posture. That was something that she said, I think she was working on last year. It's probably still a work in progress, yeah. Kind of that core strength and stability.
I could see that in her posture, the last kind of 5-10 meters. Is that just sheer fatigue, the torture chamber that is the 400 meters?
Yeah. Yes. And the 400 meter is a cruel, cruel mistress. And the faster you get, it doesn't make the lactic acid feel any better or any worse. So she's always going to be feeling that. It's just being able to hold your body positioning and holding your body in a way and not getting too tense or losing good form as that lactic is building and building, which probably did in that last 5 meters. But again, she did run the fastest she's ever ran. So she's probably experiencing lactic even beyond what she'd usually felt. So,
and does being in a real race with somebody like Kaczmarek by your side, does that also contribute to you losing form as opposed to maybe just running against the clock?
Potentially. Yeah, it can, like, I suppose it can, it could be twofold. It could be that it probably pushed her on to go an extra, you know, find a sixth gear that you probably wouldn't have if you didn't have someone on your shoulder like that. But on the same time, it might cause your focus to be on the person beside you and not on holding good positioning. So hard to say really without talking to Rashida, but I would say that definitely there was an element of that cat and mouse they were having all the way down the home straight is probably what brought out the best in both of them. It's just a shame she wasn't the one to come out on top.
No, huge shame.
Yeah.
I don't, it's funny with Ciarán McGeoghan, who we should mention and get your thoughts on, last night, you know, given her age and given the disappointments at times over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 years, it felt like this really deserved moment in the sun to celebrate the nation watching. Lovely. I don't have the same, like with Adeleke, there's a part of me, only a part of me, obviously, but I can see the upside of her not winning a gold and the country losing its marbles and expectation going through the roof to almost unfair levels ahead of the Olympics and things almost getting out of hand. Maybe it's nice, just a touch of coolant on the hype train around her, because obviously, you know, we're all just itching to get very excited. So maybe in some respects, it might just keep things on a more even keel over the next couple of months. And sure, look, if she's a bit peeved in training here and there and a bit of motivation dropped in, maybe no harm either. That's obviously a very optimistic way to look at what would be a disappointment for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, where do you do your best learnings? It's after a disappointment, you know. And again, we're talking about a silver medal as a disappointment, which is incredible. Again, just to show what this girl is capable of. But yeah, I just don't think it's going to do her any harm in the long run. She is only 21. She hopefully has multiple major championships ahead of her. This will probably be the one that she'll look back on and go, that was the one, I don't want to have that again. Because she's carrying the weight of the whole nation on her shoulders. Obviously, we've had those two other gold medals that have come previously. But if we were talking about gold medal hopes going into this, it was always Rashida's name that was the first to be mentioned. So it is has been a lot of pressure on her. So I think it won't do any harm. I think she will go back over to the States. She'll go back into training. And they will be picking apart her performance to see how can they better this in Paris. And I think we'll have a really fired up Rashida coming in to Paris, which is exciting.
Yes. I suspect a happy bar household over the last couple of days.
Very mixed today.
Sure.
Very happy up until then. You know, it's strange to have day one of a championships and someone already has a gold medal and then to have to think about the hurdles. So that was a strange one to kind of nearly have to come back down. So it was strange for us. I'm sure it was strange for him. But yeah, huge excitement. Poor mom and dad actually opted to go to Paris instead of Rome this time, just scheduling time off, and obviously are sickened because it's one of the few major championships one of them haven't been at. So it's typical. But yeah, I mean, an incredible, incredible race by all four of the athletes. And look, obviously I'm biased, but Thomas had an incredible run. And, you know, like you mentioned, Ciarán McGeoghan and her gold medal. These are people who have been in it a very, very long time, are kind of, you know, the old wise, wily old foxes, silver foxes, you want to call Thomas on the team. You know, they've been there, they've done that. And to see them still producing at that level is incredible. So very, very proud.
He was even a touch surprised when David Gaelic told him his split time as well. Yeah. What did you say? Oh, so he obviously went faster than he was expecting.
That was his fastest relay split he's ever done. And he's done some really good relay splits. But to dip under the 45, that's serious territory. His hurdles hasn't really been where he'd wanted to be yet. So I don't think he realized there was that in him. He knew training had been good, but I don't think he realized there was that much of a performance. So to know he's able to do that in the flat, he just knows it's the technical thing that is on from his hurdles is missing, that he just hasn't had much time. But it's given him a lot of confidence. It's given them all a lot of confidence in what they're doing. Because I feel there's a lot of talk with that mixed 4x4 that it's the girls are carrying the team. And I think, you know, to give the respect to the boys, okay, we don't have two 400 meter finalists, unfortunately, in the men's, but the depth is there and the depth is growing. It's probably where it was with the girls 2 or 3 years ago. And that will come on. And I think it's going to continue to come on if, you know, people like Thomas and Chris O'Donnell and Killian Green and Jack Rafferty keep running the way they're doing and keep competing the way they are. So it was really great to see that all four of them were able to pull out their best when it mattered.
They seem to have a nice thing going as well, chemistry wise, all smiles. It was, you know, striking that Charlene Mosley said afterwards that she'd been remarking in the warm up to Thomas, "I can't believe how good we all feel." You know, they just had that kind of feeling. And regardless of how well you've trained, if you're not a happy four ball, you're not going to feel great out there on the track in the minutes or hour before the race. So chemistry, all important. They seem to have it. You'd have a sense of that, I'm sure, from talking to Tom.
Yeah, and look, I would have, you know, my eyes and ears within the relay squads and different shapes and sizes and different kind of through different people. And by all means, it sounds like the relay squads are really nice places to be at the moment, which you can't always say for relays, but the mixed especially, I think there's something about it being mixed as well, because you're not having 4 to 6 athletes who are all competing against each other regularly. You bringing in the mixed gender means that you have people who are never going to compete against each other for spots or places on, you know, individuals. So I think there's something about that that brings in a very different dynamic to an all men or an all men women's relay anyway. And then it's just such a mix of people. You know, Thomas has been to so many major championships. You've got someone like Charlene who's coming in and it's just on the up and up, and it's just really excited to be there. So having such a mix of people, I think, as well, they just seem to be really loving it. And, you know, a happy athlete is a fast athlete. So 4 happy athletes was meaning 4 fast athletes. And that's what brings home 4 gold medals for us on the very first night.
The fly in the ointment, and it's been much talked about. I don't know what your sense of it is. Come Paris is Rashida's schedule and just how many races she can have in her legs before a 400 meter individual final. We'd Ina Reardon on earlier on you know, her coach obviously is a big voice in the room, and it seems he's a big voice in her running second, actually, in the you can nod or wink or let me know you've heard through Tom, but you know, she runs second as opposed to the anchor, because maybe it takes less out of her, or he's happier with her doing that. So I'm sure he'll have a say in how much she participates in advance of the mixed final. Like, there's a sense she could maybe drop in for the final, and that would be a kind of agreeable compromise. Like, how strenuous would it all be in her? What's realistic in terms of what she can actually do between mixed and then competing straight away into the individual? How's that going to play out?
Hard to say. I would love to be a fly in the wall for the conversation. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't want to be a fly in the wall. I'd say it's a very stressful decision-making process. It's obviously very doable, but if we are talking about an athlete who has potential to perform individually and bring home an individual Olympic medal, it is very hard to put anything in the way of anything that could, in, you know, compromise that performance.
Yeah.
And it might not even be the fatigue. It could also be just putting her in an extra warm-up, you know, and an extra final, that and the strain that could cause. We see relays, people go down. Could she get caught up in a tussle? So I suppose it's not just the strain. It's also, I suppose, the risk that doing an extra final in something like a relay could bring. Now, Rashida, I know Coach Flo has a big say, but this medal at Europeans could change their mind. And, you know, seeing what they were capable of doing, is this a chance for them to, you know, secure a medal at Olympic Games? Mm. Now they're in a different position. Now that we are actually talking about them as Olympic medalists, if they do have that strong 4. So that could change things as well, if he sees that she's a potential as a medalist even before she does her individual. really hard to say.
Yeah.
And look, we've got Charlene as well, who's performing. You know, we've got people, other people on this relay who also want to perform individually. So when do we start, I suppose, prioritizing one person's aspirations over the aspiration of a whole relay that could actually bring home a medal? So it's a really hard one to call. And I think it's going to be Rashida and her coach are going to be the ones who are going to have the final say.
Yeah. You can look at
definitely doable.
Definitely. Okay. Because you can look at the same evidence and come up with a very different conclusion. I mean, is Coach Flo watching the race this evening and seeing that small gap and those few meters, and he's saying, did she need the high of Friday night and then the come down and all of that stuff? And that would that have been the difference? Or again, to your point, does he think, well, she's never actually been at the Olympics before, so the experience of a final and going through that environment can only be good for her. So again, which side of the bed does he get out of in the morning? How does she feel about it? All of those things.
Exactly. And also, I suppose what you need to remember going into the Olympics is she only had to run two rounds at this game at the Europeans. There's no
bye.
Exclusions. There's no buys at the Olympics. So it's three rounds before you get to your. So that could be three rounds in her legs before she runs a final, which definitely could change things.
Okay. Well, look, that's tomorrow's problem.
Yes, exactly. Today she can celebrate.
Yeah. And I hope she does. What's your sense? Disappointed or happy?
I think disappointed initially. You could tell by her face crossing her. I don't know Rashida really at all, but you can see in her face she's quite expressive. So I'd say disappointment, but I think she will on reflection see what she did. I think it's, I suppose, a disappointment when she knew that there was a gold was there for her, that it was absolutely possible. It was just not to happen today. So I think, I think she will be disappointed. But I think she'll reflect on this maybe tomorrow, maybe in a month, maybe after this season. I don't know. But yeah, I'd say mixed emotions, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, great to get your thoughts and all of that. We appreciate you coming on, Jessie. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. That's Jessie Barr, of course, Irish Olympian back in 2012, giving us her thoughts on second place for Adeleke to Natalia Kaczmarek, the brilliant Polish athlete who ran very well as well. And Charlene Mosley finished eighth of a difficult run for her, but again, operating really with the best of the best.